Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you and good night. I love you.
Hey, MAGA gang. Hey, so back in town.
I've done more for black Americans than anybody, with the possible exception of Abraham Lincoln.
Donald Trump is your president, and if you like it or not, keep the energy you had with Barack.
I believe that she will win. I believe that she will win.
But no matter how loud they chanted, it wasn't to be.
Because you know this Trump train don't stop. Tell Beto to please come try to take my...
Tonight, I'm asking for the vote of every single African-American citizen.
You want to impeach him. I guess that's what you do when you can't beat him.
In this country, who wants to see a better future?
That need to dead that. And I'm coming through your hood in my red hat.
If you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump,
okay,
and you ain't black, and you ain't black.
And they say they looking for me, I say where?
No group in America has been more harmed by Hillary Clinton's policies than African Americans.
To the D-State that I said that, Candace always on my shirt. They gonna be triggered when I...
What the hell do you have to lose?
And if you like it or not, see the energy you had with Barack.
America must reject.
Cause you know this Trump train on...
The bigotry of Hillary Clinton, who sees communities of color only his vote.
What difference at this point does it make?
Gotta take my block. You wanna impeach him. I guess that's what you do when you can't beat him.
And we will make America great again. God bless you and good night. I love you.
That need to dead that. And I'm coming through your hood in my red hat.
Clinton has called Donald Trump to concede the race.
I love the signs behind me. Blacks for Trump. I like those signs. Blacks for Trump. You watch. We're going to bring everybody together. We're going to fix our inner cities. I'll tell you what. Our inner cities are so, so bad right now. The danger, the crime, the lack of education, no jobs. African Americans are living in hell in the inner cities. I mean, they're living in hell. You walk to the store for a loaf of bread, you get shot. We're going to fix our inner cities. We're going to fix. Remember this. Remember this. Just remember this. So important. For years, the Democrats have controlled the inner cities. Some up to 100 years, some over 100 years, unbroken. I say to the African-American community and to the Hispanic community, what the hell do you have to lose? I will fix it. We will make them good. We'll make them safe. We'll bring back jobs. We'll create good, good schools and education. I will fix it.
All right. There's a little technical problem that we're having here. Trying to get it together once this moment here closes. We are live on the Black Conservative Show.
Testing is a double-edged sword. We've tested now 25 million people. It's probably 20 million people more than anybody else. Germany's done a lot. South Korea's done a lot. They call me. They say, the job you're doing, here's the bad part. When you do testing to that extent, you're going to find more people. You're going to find more cases. So I said to my people, slow the testing down, please. I stand before you today to declare the silent majority is stronger than ever before. Please. 5 months from now, we're going to defeat sleepy Joe Biden. When rioting and looting broke out in our nation's capital, I very quickly deployed the National Guard. I said, get them in. After watching for an evening or two, we stopped the violence and restored peace and order to the streets. And last night, they had a little breakout again. They ripped down a statue that was 110 years old, beautiful piece of art, in front of the police precinct with our radical left mayor watching on television. 2 days ago, leftist radicals in Portland, Oregon, ripped down a statue of George Washington and wrapped it in an American flag and set the American flag on fire. Democrat, all Democrat. Everything I tell you is Democrat. And you know, we ought to do something, Mr. Senators. We have two great senators. We ought to come up with legislation that if you burn the American flag, you go to jail for 1 year. 1 year. Biden is a very willing Trojan horse for socialism. These police officers, they get injured. They don't complain. They're incredible. And injure thousands upon thousands of people only to hear the radical fake news saying what a beautiful rally it was. And they never talk about COVID. They don't talk about when you see 25,000 people walking down Fifth Avenue or walking down a street of a Democrat-run city. You never hear them saying, they're not wearing their mask. By the way, it's a disease, without question, has more names than any disease in history. I can name Kung Flu. An emboldened left will launch a full-scale assault on American life. You know that. They'll expel anyone who disagrees with them. Look what happens when you disagree. You use a term that's perfect and they're not happy with it. They call you a racist. They call you a horrible person. Today I'm also announcing that I have directed Secretary of the Interior David Bernhardt to place the John Hope Franklin Reconciliation Park here in Tulsa on the African American Civil Rights Network. And we will make America great.
Again.
Either there's going to be a revolution, Patrick Henry style, in America, where red-blooded, God-fearing, Jesus-loving Americans are going to stand up and say, we're not going to take it no more. We're just not going to take it. And there's going to be riots in the streets, worse than the riots in South Central Los Angeles after they acquitted the cops that beat up Rodney King. You think that you, and that was black people rioting. You haven't seen anything. And I'm not advocating killing and murder and stealing and robbing. That's not what I'm advocating. I'm just telling you what people are going to do. People are sick of this. People are tired of the long-legged Mac Daddy, you know, kicking them in the face every time he gets up lying to them. Then you got a bunch of, I don't know, suck-ups like the MSNBC News, ABC News, all these media types, everybody who's looking to be popular and get invited to the White House, sucking up to them all the time. It's sickening. I mean, it's downright sickening to watch this. You know, you can get these white folk all riled up here. I'm going to tell you something. I'm telling you. You know, the people just tired of this. You know, white people are being pushed around, kicked to the curb, having their rights denied, being called a racist, being walked on, watching their tax dollars go to fund all kind of drug sales, prostitution, illegal immigration. I mean, y'all going to push these white folk till they can't take it no more. I'm telling you. You fool around here with Obama? You're going to let this long-legged Mac Daddy push these white folk? They're going to come up out of Tennessee and come up out of Oklahoma, come up out of Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, come up out of Oregon and come out of Idaho, California. I'm telling y'all, you're pushing these white folk and you're pushing them. Your long-legged Mac Daddy's pushing them and pushing them and pushing them. And they're going to get, listen, you're going to push people to the point where they're not going to take it no more. These white folk are not going to take it. You're taking their tax money. You're closing down their jobs. You're shutting down their banks. You're telling them what they can and cannot do. You're giving billions of dollars to Acorn. You're taking their tax money and giving it to people to buy drugs. You're killing babies and you won't stop. You're telling lies and you're demoralizing our nation. You're destroying everything that has made this nation great. White folk getting ready to rise up. They don't want to take it no more. And I'm joining them. Oh, doggone it. I am. I mean, it's just an insult. It's one thing to have a president that you're okay, all right, he's Republican, you're a Democrat. You're a Democrat, he's a Republican, you disagree on policy. But this man is destroying what God loves. He's destroying the fabric and the fiber of the nation. And he is a prolific, if you will, liar and killer and murderer. Spiritually, politically, I'm telling you, you're going to see an uprising in this nation. And it won't be long now. I mean, you just can't keep pushing folk the way Obama's pushing white folk and the way black folk are pushing white folk. You can't keep doing that. I'm telling y'all, you better find a way to either get rid of Obama or these folk are going to rise up at the sound of a bird. They're going to rise up. When the sound of the grinding is low, they're going to rise up when martyrs go to their long home. Wherever the silver cord be loosened, or the golden bowl be broken, or the pitcher be broken at the fountain, I'm telling you, these people, white folk, they have had it. They've had it. And they can't take it no more. And who can blame them? I mean, who can blame them to build this nation and then have it given away, just given away, just thrown away, just given away by a long-legged half-breed usurper, illegal alien, a man who isn't even a citizen, and everybody in the Congress knows that he's not a citizen. Dick Cheney knows he's not a citizen. And yet nobody will stand up. I'm telling you, white folk